With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting Trump officials want to ban junk food from SNAP. Past efforts show it's not easy to do. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins favor stripping such treats from the program. But the CEO of Westside Campaign Against Hunger, Greg Silverman, says he doesn't think the individual choice is where we're going to make public health outcomes better.
We find a lot of this question of restricting choice is, to me, is counterintuitive, right? People know what's best to do with their dollars for their health and for what their family wants. The problem is that their dollars don't go far enough.
Excluding any foods would require Congress to change the law or states to win waivers. Julie Walker, New York.
Relations between the United States and Ukraine have taken a turn for the worse, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky are engaged in a bitter public feud, which is souring relations between the two countries. Zelensky, unhappy that he was left out of talks to end the Ukraine-Russia war, said Donald Trump was living in a Russian-made disinformation space and wanted the White House team to be more truthful. The president snapped back, calling Zelensky a dictator without elections who better move fast before losing his country. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A Justice Department official has pointed to sworn statements New York City Mayor Eric Adams made at a court hearing to urge a federal judge to agree the corruption charges against him can be dismissed. Judge Dale E. Ho ended Wednesday's hearing by saying he would not shoot from the hip, but hoped to resolve the matter quickly. On Wall Street, the Dow buys 71 points. This is SRN News. The Southern Baptist Convention goes after Planned Parenthood.
The country's largest Protestant denomination wants the government to defund the country's largest abortion business. With Roe v. Wade overturned and pro-life officials in place after the last election, the SBC is urging Christians to petition Congress to finally stop giving taxpayer dollars to Planned Parenthood. The giant business received $700 million federal bucks in 2024 to provide abortions and also promote the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Fear is changing the way Jewish people in the U.S. go about their daily lives. According to a new poll from the American Jewish Committee, 56% of Jews say they've abandoned certain behaviors and dropped certain activities for fear of anti-Semitism. That's up from 46% who were doing so a year ago. The most common thing poll respondents say they do to avoid wearing apparel that would identify them as being Jewish. This is SRN News. The famed Kentucky Fried Chicken, part of Yum Brands, will soon be leaving its home state of Kentucky. Bernie Bennett has details.
On Tuesday, Yum Brands, a Fortune 500 company that has been based in Louisville since 1997, announced plans to create two new brand headquarters in the U.S., in Plano, Texas, and Irvine, California. This move will relocate the KFC U.S. corporate office from Louisville to Plano. The company stated its U.S.-based remote employees are being asked to relocate to the Plano or Irvine campuses, depending on where their work occurs. KFC and Pizza Hut employees will report to Plano, while Taco Bell and Habit Burger & Grill will remain headquartered in Irvine. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The heads of four major labor unions are calling on President Trump to boost American shipbuilding and enforce tariffs and other strong penalties against China for its increasing dominance. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.